all the questions from the audience. So we're now going to give each of the candidates an opportunity to summarize their platform. And we'll start with Brandon.
Great. Well, I kind of probably tried to do that a little bit in the beginning, but, you know, as far as a platform goes, I've thought about it. And, you know, I've thought about what the community means to me. It means a lot to me. I am passionate and convinced that the community character committee is going to be vital, okay, for our community. The resolution of the universal pool, I'd like to have resolved. There's a lot in the master plan that is essential. You know, if our community is going to continue to be viable and a community where people want to move into, it is just vital that we revitalize the community. And, you know, I don't like to think that it's old because it's not a defensive character, okay, what I think about myself. Not getting older, just getting a little better, but, you know. So I'd like to see that done in our community. I'm willing to put in the effort that needs to be from what I can do. We have a BCA office. There's a lot of staff over there. I've always found them very willing and open to talk about things. I encourage you to talk to them. I encourage you to call me, email me. I'll be glad to do anything that I can. I am about improving the community. I want to see us move forward. I don't want to keep lagging in things. I don't want to say I make quick decisions, but I do like to make them and move on. I think we've got to move on with some things. We need to see progress. The community needs to feel really good about the community. They need to feel good about themselves. They need to feel good about where they live. They need to feel good because sometimes in their work right now, they're not feeling real good. So the one thing we can do on a community basis is to have them feel good about where they live, where they shop, who they talk with, you know. And so I'm just, you know, about that. And just give me a call and I'll be glad to talk with you individually or personally about my decisions. I try and make the best decisions I can. I try and incorporate all the information. I try to gather information before I make a decision. But I make a decision, and I move on. I don't like to go back and reflect on what I've done. I just like to keep going forward. So.
Nathan.
It's a great time to live in Brandonville. There's a lot going on. There are a lot of challenges. Betty on her class wasn't here to ask the usual question about the lake. We didn't get to talk about hydrilla at all, I mean, which is I think, an oversight. It's important. But it's a great time to live in Brandonville. And again, it gives me no pleasure to be involved in this litigation, none at all. I want to get past it just as much as everyone at the table and probably everyone in the room. And we will. We will. But the last 9 years have been good. It's been good for Brandon and for me. I've learned a lot. I believe I've contributed a lot. I want to keep doing it. I want to keep working for you. I appreciate all of you being here on Tuesday night and taking time away from your family. And I appreciate your time and I appreciate your vote.
Wendy, I agree with Jason. I really am so excited that you all came out because I know I miss dinner. I'm going home after this, and you may have to be here, and you're involved, and I don't have a platform, but I would like to very much re-energize the younger families and get them involved. I think they're there. They're willing to help. They can give a direction. I would love to boost up the communication, use every possible facet that we can. People are very much in the email. They're on the web. Facebook, all that stuff, it can really be used to help and get people out there. So it's not the same 20 folks that have to go out and do everything all the time. And my neighbors, I love my street, and I want everybody to love their street. And I think if you love where you live, you're going to do everything you can to possibly make it the best place ever.
Joy. I really believe we're at pretty much a pivotal point right now in our community. We do have made away. I had a friend the other day tell me she moved away from Brandonville and came back 3 years ago. She'd been gone 2 years. She came back 3 or 4 years ago. And she looked at Brandonville and thought, I don't want to live there again. It's just so run down. And moved somewhere else. Moved out in Summerfoot. Summerfoot. She's now looking for a house in Brandonville. She wants to live back. She says over the last 3 years she's seen so much improvement. The golf club has come back. If anybody is a golfer, it looks like they are a pivotal, an integral part of our community. We're trying to work very closely with them. The tennis club, we thought that all the tennis courts were going to be gone, and we've had 39 townhouses sitting up there. Instead, we have one of the best tennis facilities in the whole city right now. We have a lot of renovations to do, but where else can you bring your family and you have the pool close by, you have pocket parks close by, you have walking trails. I mean, we have so much to offer. There are very few communities that have what we have to offer. I think we've really begun to turn the community around over the last couple of years or so, and I'd like to be a part of continuing that process. I will say, this year, I have had the opportunity to call lots of friends, mostly, to ask them to volunteer to work on committees, on projects, and almost to a person, they said yes. Sometimes maybe not the exact thing I wanted them to work on, but they were interested in something else. And so I even feel like in the community itself, we're getting a lot of responses, a lot of volunteers stepping up and wanting us to move forward, and I think that gives us all a lot to look forward to.
Last but not least, Dick.
Randall was 9 years old when I left Virginia after having grown up here and moved to California. And so when I made the decision after 25 years or so working here there to come back to Virginia to retire, there was really no choice. Brandonville was the place. I ran a parks and rec department and knew the value of the kinds of amenities we have here. And the first place I came to look for a home was in Brandonville. And didn't get down to it, didn't move fast enough because that was in the days of properties went like that. But I actually bought my house on the internet. I went right back to my office in Claremont and talked to the realtor. Said, I got to find a house in Brandonville. She kept sending me pictures of homes, and I sent my sister who lives here out to scout. She said, well, this is the one. So I made an offer, and the owner accepted, and I'm sitting 2,500 miles away. I just bought a house. And came out, and it was the perfect match. And I tell the story to Diane's Covenant Task Force Committee. A year or so ago, the International City County Manager Association Conference came to Richmond. 10,000 folks, city managers, county managers from all over the world. And I invited some friends to come over to Brandonville to come to my house for a little reception and go to Sunny Park to the boathouse for dinner. And it included city manager Beverly Hills, city managers from Palm Springs area, city managers from Maryland, people who knew where quality communities were and represented quality communities. And they were just stunned. They were literally knocked off their feet. And I think we sometimes get so caught up in our daily life here that we don't step back and fully appreciate the gem that we have here. Now, I know it's great to see so many people who raise their hands and live here so long. Because when you bought into Brandon, when you bought into the Brandonville dream, you've been living here for many years. But for those of us who are a little bit newer, or those of us who have young families, it really is an amazing thing that got created here. And I think when you elect a board, you're trying to elect a board that will be good stewards of that dream, that will carry Brandonville forward. And what I think you heard us say tonight is that we believe in this place. We think it is one of the finest places you can choose to live. We've got some work to do, but we have some roadmaps now in front of us, and we're all willing to commit time and energy to get us there. So certainly my platform would be, that's what I'm willing to do, is to roll up my sleeves and join my fellow board members to do that. So if you elect me, I promise you, you'll have my support.
Thank you. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. We want to be sure that we thank the five candidates for giving up their time. There being no further business, the meeting is over. Thank you for coming.